Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this edition of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring your favorite Motown songs sung by Motown artists other than those that had the original hit. This half hour, we'll hear from Haiti Littles, Martha and the Vandellas, Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, the Velvettes, Jimmy Ruffin, Eddie Holland, the Originals, the Temptations, and the Isley Brothers. All this half hour right here on Motown Memories.
Tom Fallon.
Darling, forever. be with you forever.
To Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
My darling, we will always.
Well, that was Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers with a song called Baby I'm For Real, and that was recorded and released in 1968. Perhaps Bobby Taylor's biggest claim to fame is that he introduced the Jackson 5 to the world. Well, in the summer of 1968, it was a time of social change, and careers were in flux at the Motown label. For example, Marvin Gaye was cold on the pop charts, but Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers were hot with their hit, Does Your Mama Know About Me? And before that, we heard a great song by Martha and the Vandellas called Forever. And Martha and the Vandellas had their latest single out at this time called Come and Get Your Memories. And it was produced by the relatively new production team of Holland, Dozier, and Holland. We started off with a song called Money, That's What I Want. That was Haiti Littles. And that was recorded and released in 1962. While reworking the catalog early, Motown had a few pop hits by 1962. Of course, that song Money was originally made famous by Barrett Strong, and that was the first top 40 song that Motown ever had. But Motown was easing away from the blues that were its local bread and butter in the early going. Yet founder Berry Gordy took Haiti Littles, a recent signing from Mississippi, back to the down-home grit that she preferred, backed by honky-tonk nastiness from an early edition of the Funk Brothers. They jam well after the era's usual fade-out time, with the Funk Brothers joining in on the shouting. Well, you're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we're featuring great Motown songs that were recorded by Motown artists other than the one who had the original hit. Let's continue now with a Motown Memories favorite group, the Velvettes. We got Honey Love right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
That's Motown Memories at Yahoo.com.
What makes a birdie fly? me. Yeah. I'm just a fiddle with a one track man. And when it comes to thinking about anything but money, I just don't have the time
to think about my baby.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't got time for nothing else.
All of your favorite Motown artists are here with Motown. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. Tom Fallon.
Lonely man.
Was Loneliness Made Me Realize It's You I Love. That was Eddie Holland, one of the famous Hollandolian Holland folk that was recorded and released in 1963. Well, for this song, the writers crafted a rhythm track first for Marvin Gaye, but that was discarded and re-recorded, with Eddie Holland singing as the cha-cha version here. Well, Norman Whitfield, the producer of this song, returned to the same track 2 years later and overdubbed Jimmy Buffett's voice with it. But that too went unreleased. Well, Whitfield felt strongly enough about the tune to bring it to the Temptations section in January 1967, almost 4 years after cutting the original, and their version was a number 14 hit. And before that, we heard from Jimmy Buffett, Too Busy Thinking About My Baby, and that was recorded and released in 1964. With What Becomes of the Brokenhearted, Jimmy Ruffin got the Isleys track and his signature hit. Well, before that, he started off with the Velvets, a Motown Memory's favorite group, and that song was called We Got Honey Love, and that was recorded and released in 1967. Honey Love may be one of the sweetest tracks to come from Sylvia Moy, who had a way with sweet words. Sylvia was a co-writer of this song. Well, the Velvets watched as a cover version of this song overshadowed their performance, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas used the same backing track, got their release in a decent-sized hit nearly 2 years later. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we're featuring some of the great Motown songs recorded by artists other than those that had the hit. Well, let's continue now with a great Supreme song, but this is done by the originals, Come See About Me, right here on Motown Memories.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Yeah.
music from the 60s, 70s, 80s. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. Yes, it is, baby. How sweet it is to be loved by you. I'd like to say something right here. I need a shelter, someone's arms. And there you were, yeah. I need someone to understand my ups and downs. And again, there you were now. Sweet love and devotion deeply touches my emotions. I wanna stop,
stop and thank you, baby.
I wanna stop,
stop and thank you, baby.
Without you in my life, little girl, everything's such a bore now. All the things I did seem I've done them before. But you brighten up all my days, little girl, with a love sweet and so many ways. I wanna stop,
stop and thank you, baby.
I wanna stop,
stop and thank you, baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You by the Isley Brothers, that was recorded and released in 1966. Well, in the wake of their first hit, This Whole Heart of Mine Is Weak for You, and with another song called I Guess I'll Always Love You ready for single release, the Isley Brothers returned to Hitsville to cover this Marvin Gaye classic. Well, 3 months earlier, the writing team of Holland, Dozier, and Holland produced for them covers of previous Motown hits like Nowhere to Run and I Hear a Symphony. Both ended up on the Isleys' first Motown album. And before that, we heard from the Temptations with a song by Carolyn Crawford. This was called My Smile Is Just a Frown Turned Upside Down, released in that same year of 1966. We started with the third song from 66 this set. This is the Originals saying Come See About Me. And that was a great song. That was kind of a Mustang Sally groove. The Originals were Motown's shadow group, singing background sounds on dozens of hits, the same way the Andantes added color and harmony to so many songs from Hinsville. Before they perfected a multiple lead vocal technique, the Originals spent a few months recording with Joe Stubbs, Levi Stubbs' brother, in the lead, and he puts a funky spin on a girl group classic. Well, coming up during the next half hour of Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, more Motown songs sung by Motown artists other than those that had the original hit. So stay tuned right here on Motown Memories.